Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes,
it's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here with all of you. This topic is really exciting for me. And really, like any other topic that we've talked about, our goal is to empower, our goal is to remember, our goal is to activate more of ourselves and move more into alignment with who we are. So today we'll be talking about accessing your ancient wisdom and living with purpose, abundance, and fulfillment. So I want to begin the sort of conversation. You know, we're going to be tuning in and we're going to be looking at what is there, but I want to really first tune into that statement. We want to tune into this statement about our ancient wisdom. What is that? What is our ancient wisdom? And why would it be beneficial for us to access it? So go ahead and just, you know, take a deep breath and exhale as you're coming into the space, as you're coming to space to observe, to learn, to experience, to allow. And ask yourself that question, my ancient wisdom. Some of you may be very familiar with it. You may know of your past lives. You may know of other timelines. You may have access to all your gifts and your talents, and that's great. There's always more. As you continue to grow and expand, and as you continue to step into your gifts and your talents, there is more. You'll find that the more you live your purpose, the more you live in alignment with who you are, you would discover more talents, more skills, more abilities, more modalities that you didn't know were there. And you'll experience them when you're working with clients, when you're in front of somebody serving them and you are the vessel. You are there creating space and, you know, holding space. You are the best of the channel through which all this information comes through. Your memories of who you are, memories of yourself, as well as for the client. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And just, you know, just notice all of that within you. Maybe you've experienced that already. Maybe you want to experience some of that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you're breathing in and exhaling, allow your heart to expand and really tap into the possibility of accessing more of your potential, the possibility of knowing more of yourself, the possibility of awakening what is dormant within you that you're meant to bring forth here in this lifetime. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as you're breathing in, you're bringing in light, you're bringing in love, you're bringing in beautiful loving kindness, and you're letting go of any judgment. You're letting go of any criticism. You're letting go of any concerns. You're just allowing yourself to come into the space that we're creating for all of you, of love, of compassion, of empowerment, of freedom, so that you can see yourself, so that you may see yourself and all the possibilities are available for you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Your ancient wisdom also allows you to step into responsibility. When you remember that you've been here before, when you remember that you've have had many lifetimes or perspectives or journeys, and that each one has something for you to take, yeah, the experience, the evolution that you experience, the connection that you experience, the knowing, the awakening, all of that is information that may continue to serve you. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And look at your ability to connect to your ancient wisdom as a gift. We oftentimes, when we look at the past, we're usually looking for what is wrong, what's the karma, what can we let go so that we can be happy, so that we can be more abundant. So that's okay. We want to let go of all of the barriers and the blocks. But we also want to focus on possibility. We want to focus on who we are and the reason for why we were created, and then accessing that information. We want to also focus on receiving the higher vibrational energy, the higher vibrational education, the higher vibrational learnings and lessons that we've already experienced that are already in our DNA. And as we do so, we want to take responsibility of our life as well. We want to realize that we are creating and we're co-creating with others the life that we're living. We're not victims of it. And the more we take responsibility and the more we realize that this is one of many journeys, then we don't get stuck in the victim. We don't get stuck in the trauma. We don't get stuck in the shock. In the shock. You know, we may still get to experience and also experience the freedom of it, because that's what we agreed to. However, it doesn't run our life. It doesn't create for us. It doesn't keep us stuck. We become more of the observer as we see the events unfolding in our lives, and then we can make the choices, appropriate choices, to keep moving forward in a high vibration versus in the why is this happening to me, what is wrong with me, versus everybody is, it's not, our life is not supporting me or pleasant, life is not working for me. So we really want to expand our consciousness about where we are now, where we have been, and all that is possible for us to become. And we want to live in that knowing of responsibility. And in that knowing of responsibility, we can transcend the mind. We can recognize that there's more than the mind and the limitations and the belief systems, and we can unlock our potential. And as we unlock our potential, then we can create the life that we truly desire. We live, we upgrade. We upgrade in our confidence. We upgrade in our perspective. We upgrade in how we relate to the world. We upgrade in how we relate to ourselves. So as we do so, we are becoming masters of our destiny. We're moving into self-mastery. And as we move into self-mastery, life begins to become easier and easier and easier, because we are willing to observe and willing to see and willing to change and willing to course correct whatever is not in alignment with the direction that we want to move. And we're not holding on, and we're not blaming others, and we're not sabotaging ourselves. We're letting it flow naturally. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So as you're hearing all of this, just ask yourself, how have I been moving through life? Have I been, you know, just flowing with it? Have I been navigating it, course correcting? Or have I been feeling like life was dragging me by, or as if I was dragging life with me? So that is a lot of effort. That's a lot of struggle. That is you just feeling like, you know, you have to work really hard and you're in survival and you're always up against the odds. So we wanted to lead and then create that, 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 to lead and create that. And understand that the shift happens on multidimensional levels. It happens in the mind. It happens in the subconscious mind. It happens in your energy, your vibration, your spirit. And as all of that integrates and catches up and moves into alignment, then you see the results in your environment. You see yourself being more loving, more kind to yourself. You see yourself more open to possibilities and open to new things without fear, doubt, and insecurity. As you recognize the things that are getting in your way and you still continue to move forward, you're letting go of the fear that you created. You're letting go of the story. You're letting go of the proof of the past. And you're giving yourself a fresh, new chance. You're giving yourself a clean, new slate so that you can create what is new. And that's really how we want to move forward. We want to move forward as every day is a new day, and we have all this information to create success and abundance in our life. We want to release all judgment of the 3D, and we want to move out of the lower vibrational emotions. Be in that, in the vibration of unconditional love and happiness, and then move beyond that. What else? What is my soul's mission? What does it mean to be in alignment? What other gifts and talents can I bring? How else can I serve? How else can I contribute to the world? what, you know, what else can I bring forth and it's going to create an impact in the world. So now, again, you're moving beyond your mind. You're moving into possibilities. And then as you keep asking those questions, that information, which is already available for you, that information which you already know, will come through. The resources, the ideas, the how-to, the steps, the connections will start showing up in your life. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Very good. Very good. So that all sounds lovely and sounds wonderful. So we're going to do just a small clearing on accessing your ancient wisdom. This also requires you, you know, to trust yourself. I trust myself, therefore I can. I trust myself, therefore I know. I trust myself and I believe in myself. Therefore, I believe that this is possible for me, that I can change my reality, that I can change my life, that I can change the world around me, that how, when I change what's inside me, that I'm not attracted to, or that I'm not, it's not favorable to me. And once I change that within me, then the world will reflect that back to me. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. We're expanding beyond your mind into your ancient wisdom, okay? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So as I look at the group energy, those that are here and those that are going to listen to the replay, one of the areas that feels blocked is the high heart, throat, and then the crown chakra. So we want to open up that space for you to be able to be in alignment. So when we think about enlightenment, your kundalini energy, we want to allow it to rise and to connect and for you to receive the download. So we want to clear that space. We want to clear your central channel, your heart line, so that you can be more in alignment, so that you can receive your wisdom, you can receive guidance, you can receive messages, you can receive your downloads. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Okay. And I also see that from behind, we're going to do some clearing there. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Clear, 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 clear. These blocks also feel really old. I'm seeing like scales. I'm seeing dryness. I'm seeing, and I'm also seeing like gray colors, so like black and white. So again, it's just showing me that a lot of these belief systems, a lot of the things that get in your way of believing that you can be supernatural, that you can be your full potential, that you can be your authentic self, that you can access your full genius. A lot of these beliefs are also very old. So when it's deleting and create, deleting and create, deleting and create, we want to pull them up from your ancestral lineage. Yeah, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Everywhere where you were shut down, or everywhere they, where they were shut down, everywhere they believed that they couldn't be, everywhere where they're not accepted in their full potential, full genius, everywhere it wasn't allowed to, so this is not allowed to be out of the norm. So this has to do with identities and also like responsibilities, apprenticeship in classes. So we need to lean and create the lean and create the lean and create the link, the segmentation. We need to lean and create how they were categorized, and we need to lean and create how they were diminished or not allowed because they were of a certain class, they were of a certain family. We need to lean and create, lean and create. Like, for instance, the Smith. The Smiths were Smiths. So we need to lean and create, 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 lean and create. To lead and create across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. We're going to delete and then create all of that. And as we're deleting and creating, we're letting go of what is not ours. We're letting go of what we didn't choose. We're letting go of what was handed to us. We're letting go of the limitations of the past. It was a different time. It was a different place. So we're going to clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear. Different rules, different guidance. We're going to clear all of that, 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 clear all of that. We're going to delete and then create all of that. And as we release it and letting go, we release it and let all of that. But we're also going to release our karmic contracts connected to that. Everything that we're carrying from our ancestors, everything that we're carrying from our own past lives, everything that we're carrying from our own timelines, other timelines in which we are not allowed to be expressed, we're not allowed to be wealthy, we're not allowed to be skilled, we're not allowed to be our full potential. where others were afraid of our brilliance, our magnificence. We're going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. I see lots of pink and white energy. We're going to click, 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 clear, delete, 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 trust, retransform, clear, trust, retransform, clear, trust, retransform. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in our direction of time. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath and exhale. As you exhale it all out, notice that a lot of it is leading through the back of your heart chakra. You're releasing it all. You're releasing what you brought forth with you, what you thought was yours. So we're also releasing hidden loyalties, hidden benefits, other projections into your field. We're releasing contracts that groom back and miss packs. And clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. And as we clear all of that, let's go back to your crown chakra. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you breathe, exhale slowly. Surrender into the moment. Allow yourself to be calm and peaceful, surrounded by your divine team, knowing that you're always safe, knowing that they're always here protecting you. And as you're here in this moment, you're going to release some of the layers that are there in your crown chakra to know who you are, to know your ancient wisdom, to know your gifts and your talents, to know what else is possible for you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Yeah, so I see like a latch on the top of your head, like your crown, like a door opening up. So we're going to go ahead and remove the whole thing from there. Your crown chakra doesn't need to have any barriers around it. It doesn't need to be contained. So I'm going to clear any barriers, any containment around your crown chakra. And now it's really about trust, right? If you trust yourself, when you trust yourself, you can more easily access the connection and the information in your downloads. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And if you don't trust yourself, you're going to delete and create that, 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 delete and create that. Everywhere you don't believe in yourself, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that. Everywhere you don't believe that you can have more than you have now. Everywhere you don't feel like your dreams could be bigger. Everywhere you don't feel like your vision could be bigger. Right? Anywhere you don't feel or you doubt that you can manifest your dreams, your biggest dreams and desires, we're going to clear, delete, 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 clear, delete. Very good. One more deep breath. Now see yourself extending, expanding from your crown all the way to solar, God, universe. One more deep breath. And notice that as you extend, you're also ascending. So your body, your energetic body is expanding and elevating above your belief system, above the belief systems of others, above the belief systems of mass consciousness. Now floating up, 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 up. Easily and effortlessly coming up, and then see yourself coming up to a beautiful cloud. And as you look down, it has steps, and you're right at the first one at the very bottom. You feel confident, you feel joyful, and there's a warm sensation coming through your body. You take the steps, and you continue up, and you notice that as you're taking those steps, they're other beings waiting there for you. Notice who they are. Notice their colors. Notice if they're carrying anything in their hands. Notice if they speak to you, if there's a language. It may be plain English. It may be light language. It may be a feeling. And notice that they welcome you. They welcome you because you're part of their soul family or they're your soul family. And as they welcome you, they also begin to guide you further in. And you realize also that there are big gates there. The gates are open and you go into this beautiful sanctuary. Lots of waterfalls. lots of beautiful trees. You hear the birds singing. Very good. Now, once you come in, you notice that there are other beings there, goddesses. Notice who they are, what resonance you have to them. And notice that they're happy to see you. They greet you with love and joy. And they ask you, what questions do you have for me today? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And ask them your question. You can ask them whatever you desire. Who am I? Why am I here? Why was I created? And if you feel comfortable and you feel, see, perceive that there's somebody behind them, Source, God, Universe, you can also move closer to Source and ask Source the same question. Why am I here? Who am I? Why was I created? What are my gifts and talents? Show me other lifetimes in which I fully express them. And then see a window, a movie opening up on the left side, right above your shoulder. Turn to look at it and notice what they're showing you. Who were you in other lifetimes? Were you a successful businesswoman or man? Were you an innovator, a scientist? Were you a light worker, a healer? Were you an inventor? Were you a spiritual teacher? Were you a philanthropist? Who were you? Were you a healer? Very good. And as you're asking these questions, also ask, how did I express that work? And see the answers coming through as if protocols were being downloaded to you. Very good. Now, what other question do you have about yourself? What other event in your life is currently happening that you would like to change, would like to see different? This is your opportunity to gain the resources. Source, I have this issue going on, or this challenge going on, or this event going on. What can I do about this? How can I move through it? What would be the best step forward? Show me. How else can I relate to this? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And notice that everything seems easy. You asking the questions, you getting the answers, you knowing what to do, it seems very easy because you already know this. And you may have even noticed that as you ask the question, you have an answer immediately, like almost before you finish the question. That's because you already know the answer. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now, you can ask another question. You can move further. You can sit with Source. You can sit with all of the beautiful goddesses and angelic beings that are there. Or you can choose to explore other areas of the galaxy. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You can choose to visit Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans, Venusians, Alpha Centaurian. You can choose to travel and go wherever you desire. Now, once you arrive, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You can ask the same questions again. What is my purpose? Why was I created? What gifts and talents can I bring forth? What is my connection to you? What is my connection to you? Who are you to me? And it may be just because they are your mentors. They may be part of your soul family because you enrolled them in your mission. And what else can you share with me that I can bring back forth with me today that is going to impact my life in a big way? What can I know about myself? What can I know about who I am? What can I know about what I'm meant to create, bring forth, that is going to change my life today? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Very good. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and exhale. Now, as you're being given this information, as this information is being shared, you also want to look at, okay, I have a new understanding of myself. I have a new knowledge of myself. I know who I am, or I know where I came from, or I know why I'm here. Now take a deep breath. And how would that change the direction of your life? How would that affect the trajectory? How would that benefit who you are now? And how can you integrate it in who you are now? One more deep breath. With this integration, you also receive confidence, self-belief, self-trust, resilience, worthiness, deservingness. You're reaffirming who you are, your true authentic self, as you bring in more of yourself. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Now, as you are in this beautiful moment, completely expanded, lots of information coming to you, ask yourself, while you look back at this 3D, what is my lesson here? Why did I choose this? What is the benefit of living this life as it relates to my mission, my purpose, my message, who I am? Because it's sometimes hard for us to see the lesson in the journey, especially if we experience trauma or abuse or any kind of assault, pain. When we are shocked, when we are living in trauma, when we have other things going on, mental or post-traumatic, then it's sometimes difficult for us to understand why would I choose that. But we're asking from the conscious mind. We're not really asking for the subconscious mind. So today we want to ask for that subconscious mind and from the superconscious. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Because that's where the truth lies. The conscious will make up a bunch of reasons why and then blame you for it. So we're going to delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and create any judgment. Any judgment, any criticism, any self-sabotage, we're going to clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. We're going to clear, delete all of that, clear, delete all of that, clear, delete all of that, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in the direction of time. Very good. Now again, in this moment, ask, is there any other message that you want to share with me? God, Source, Universe, Divine Creation, Divine Power, Divine Love. Is there any other message that you wish to share with me? Or you can ask any other question. My mission, my purpose, why am I here? What am I meant to bring forth? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And as you receive that information, rejoice. You'll find the joy in that information that you are powerful, that you have been here before, so you have infinite intelligence available to you. Rejoice that this is another opportunity for you to reset your perspective, to reset and create something even more amazing and more expanding. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So ask, before I leave, is there anything else that you would like to share with me about my mission, my purpose, about living abundantly? Very good. And notice as the information comes in, Notice as the resources come in. Notice how beautiful it feels to know that you're essential, that you matter, that you're important. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale and open up your heart even more. Now, if you're feeling confused about, I got so much information, I don't know what to do. Well, what do you want to be? What do you want to choose? Who do you want to become? And then choose that. And then as you choose it, feel its alignment or your alignment with it. One more deep breath. Notice that all the divine beings are looking at you and expressing their love for you. They're expressing possibility and they're holding space for you to succeed, because that's what God's desire, source's desire is, for you to be successful, for you to be abundant. You were created for fulfillment, for happiness, for joy, for freedom. So we want to be able to experience that. Then take a deep breath and exhale. I am essential, I belong, I matter. Very good. Now, if you feel complete with the questions you ask, you can begin to walk back out and then down the stairs, or you can stay there for one more minute and ask a more specific question. And you can make it specific based on money or career. We often have questions about that, my talents, my skills that I can monetize, serving, who I serve, men, women, or children. So ask a very specific question so that you hear the answer. Very good. Okay. Now go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Thank them for their time. Thank them for their love. And then begin to come back and back down. And then back down into your body. All the way grounded. Your feet all the way connected to Mother Earth. This is one way of you connecting. You can also use other processes like an elevator, going up to that floor where they all are, or you expanding out of Earth, expanding bigger than Earth, and being one with the universe, and then noticing divine, your divine team, divine source, next to you, and then you having this communication. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So I want you to take it all in. Take in the possibility of what is available to you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and then also go back to what you saw and remember what you saw. Were you a light worker? Were you a teacher? Were you an entrepreneur? Were you a business owner? Were you a doctor? What did you see for yourself, and what was shared with you that gave you more insight of your ancient wisdom? Maybe you were a spiritual teacher. So we want to bring that knowledge, that knowing forth. We want to bring that knowledge, that knowing into who we are. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And then we want to use it. We want to use it as we move forward every single day. We want to use it in the choices that we make, the decisions that we make. We also want to use it in the steps that we take, and then who we surround ourselves with, as well as where we go, events, the environment, all of that. We want to be aware. We want to be in alignment. We want to be the observer of our life and observe how we make decisions. We observe how we resonate or how we attract what we attract. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Very good. I can see everyone coming back down. Okay. Just take a moment to really integrate what you saw for yourself. The gift, that visual gift that you were given, the reassurance that you were given, the groundiness that you were given, the alignment that happened with you and knowing more of yourself. And use that to move forward with ease and grace. Use that to move forward and create a life that is meant for you. Use that and move forward to create your extraordinary life. Okay, one more deep breath. Create your mission, create your vision, create your goals, your priorities, and move forward with ease. You can move forward strategically or following your guidance, but take action moving forward. One more deep breath. Very good. Everybody seems to be back in their bodies. So I welcome questions, but I want to keep this energy going, this energy of possibility and expansion. So I like the questions to be around this topic, around accessing, transcending the mind, around becoming responsible and moving into self-mastery, about living an abundant life, living a fulfilled life, about being in alignment with your authentic self. I like to keep the questions around this. Again, I like to keep the momentum going. If you feel like you don't have a question connected to this, give somebody else a chance. And then, you know, as we move forward, if we have time, we'll come back to you. But we really want to help you integrate what you're being given in the moment. You know, when you receive a gift of connection and expansion, and then you go back to something else, you go back to something that happened later or something else that is a lower vibration, that's where your focus and your attention goes. So you disconnect from the light. You disconnect from that higher vibration, that higher morphic field. So we want to keep everybody moving forward. Again, I welcome all questions about what's next for you, about what is possible for you, and we'd love to help you with that. So thank you, Nicole. Thank you for your support, and I'm ready for questions.
All right. Let's find out what's next for 231. Area code 231, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi there. This is Destiny. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Destiny.
I am wondering what's possible for me. I know that it's something major, because with all of the teachings and everything that I'm going through as this initiation, I know that whatever I'm to do requires a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, when we look at possibility, it's sort of like this field that is very infinite. But we want to narrow that down so that you can start taking action moving forward, right? So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And when you think about sort of like your lessons, your learnings, like you call them your initiations, when you think of all of that, what is the message that you can move forward with? What is the message that you can share with others about that? How can you support others with that? I mean, like I said, I see different ways, but it for you, it has to feel good. Like, this is where I find joy. This is where I feel happiness. Where is that for you?
I think it's in helping other people to feel, to love themselves, to, mm-hmm. yeah, to appreciate themselves for everything that they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And that's beautiful because that's the core and the foundation of who we are, and also keeping our cup full when we're in service to others, right? So that's a beautiful process. So when when we think about what is possible for you, empowering others to find the connection with themselves, to reconnect with self-love, and also feel that possibility for themselves to move forward. And of course, the next thing for you would be, well, how do I put that into form? What would be my message? How do I share that with others? How do I connect with those that I'm meant to serve? And I see mainly women around you. So women around you, for you that you are to serve and support. I see some children, but it feels like the children are more with the women that are coming to see you, but it may be like they're working on themselves because they want to release that for their family, so ancestral stuff as well.
Yeah.
How does that feel to you?
Yeah, that feels right. That feels very right.
Thank you for that. You're welcome. And now moving forward, be like, what are my next steps? And you can use the same process we did today, going up, connecting to your divine team, the source, goddesses, your guides. You can go different places, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, even Lemurians, Atlanteans, and ask them, what can you share about who I am? What can you share about this message that I have for the world? How can you support me in that? And then write down all that information that comes through for you to create, to bring the pieces together into your soul's mission, into your mission, your purpose. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you, Maria.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right. We've got the boat board back here. Buttons are working again. Let's go to 415. 415, you're on the air. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Annalisa, and I do have a money issue.
Right.
I'm calling back in regarding, knowing my next step. I know I'm intuitive and I have healing capacities and speak black language, but I have just been spinning out for, I don't know, decades and not getting quiet and still enough to really hear. And, you know, when I try to niche down prophets up, I'm not sure who I'm here to serve, if I go into a specific group and what specifically to teach, because I feel like I could teach many things to many different types of people, depending on what level of the conversation I came in.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I understand what you're saying. I think many of us that are listening may understand that, because we have so many talents and skills, you know, skills from, or the, you know, this 3D that we've ventured into, and of course, our natural talents, skills, and abilities that we have as natural beings, and it's how to bring those together. So for you, what I'm seeing is getting grounded, being in your body. I see you out of your body, and then all the information kind of floating around you, and you're not able to grasp it. You can see it, you know what it is. Like you said, I know I have this and I have that, but it's bringing it all down and grounding it into this 3D. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and let's just bring you down into your body. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as we bring you back down into your body, we want to also keep your heart open. And it feels the other areas that could be very supportive for you is trust, like trusting yourself that you have already what it takes, trusting yourself that your skills, your talents have value. So that's the other disconnect that I see there, that your talents, that you know I can do X, Y, and Z, but what is that worth and to whom? You know, who's going to pay for this service? Who's going to pay for me to support them and help them? So we're going to clear it. So I see that like it's an entanglement, almost like a web, and that has been created that keeps you stuck. It doesn't allow you to move in any direction. So let's delete and then create that, delete and 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 create that. Okay, and as you come back down into your body and you release that, all that webbing that is there, then we can open up your heart even more. So I see women with you as well. And you can also tune in for yourself and see who do you see. It's interesting because it feels like for you, you have some like a women that may be kind of transitioning either out of a career or transitioning into the spiritual world, maybe even themselves becoming healers and light workers. It feels like those are the women that are being drawn to you. And it feels also like they feel like there's a newness to them, like a newness to like learning this, like this feels new to me. I've always been interested about this, learn more about this. So now I found somebody that I can learn this from, and they feel very comfortable with you. And it feels like you start them from, you know, step one, and then you walk them to step one, step two, and step three. So when you said, I don't know where to start, sometimes the conversation starts in different, depending on who they are. So you create a process where, you know, as you come in and as you're transitioning, if you're new, it's A, and you could be, you're not practicing your gifts, or you're not in service to others yet, and then B, and then C. Like B, you're in service to others, and then C, you have a practice already. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay, how does that feel to you?
It feels so much better, and yes, it's very clear, very accurate.
Very good. Very good, very good. So now it's also, now for you, it's to embrace your value, right? Really embrace the value that you're here to give to others, the value that you're sharing with others, the value of empowering them, the value of helping them find their next step, their next direction, the value of them creating a new reality for themselves, feeling empowered, feeling free, and also connecting to abundance themselves, to creating that possibility. So you get to connect to your own value, your own abundance, so that they can connect to theirs as well. Does this make sense? And what feels that's going to get you that clarity about the value is having a clear of what's my offer at A level or one level? What's my offer at step two? And then what's my offer at step three? And then you can, it feels like now you can attach a value to that. Very good. How does that feel to you?
Good. Practical.
Yeah, sometimes we make things complicated because, we are all, we operate in multi dimensions and we're, going in and out, and sometimes we can't really drop in and feel, because a lot of times it's so much fun to be in the higher realms and really be in that joy and that expansion, that being in the 3D doesn't always feel as fun. But when we can really drop into it, then we can create, we can manifest. Very good.
Do you see a belief or a thought pattern that would help me to stay grounded? It would help me choose the groundedness?
Yes. So one of the belief systems that it's kind of what I was describing earlier, that it's sort of like a thought that comes through. You haven't, when you look back and look at what have I done with my skills, I am X, Y, and Z. So this is the ego coming in. This is a judgment. I am X, Y, and Z, and I think that I'm so great. However, I haven't been able to make money with this, or I haven't been able to make the kind of money or the kind of success that I want. So that's judgment. So it's the judgment of what is the value of who you are. So in order to avoid that, you're going up into the higher dimensions where it's fun and there is no judgment. So in a clear, delete, trust, you transform that judgment that you have about yourself and where you should be, what your level of experience or success should be, your level of your business should be. So when it clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, because of time, a time, dimension, space, and reality. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and exhale. And also remember that when you ground in, you're grounding also into your root chakra, your first, your second chakra. So that's where you're manifesting. That's where your creative nature is. Mm-hmm. Where that's where you feel safe, and that's where you thrive. So you really want to own that space, that part of you. So you want to remind yourself, I want to own my life. I want to own my space. I want to own my reality. I want to own my mission. So I get to be present in my body. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bless you.
Bye. Very good. Beautiful.
All right. Well, keep in touch. Let us know how that goes. How are we doing? We've got 7 minutes to talk. So did you take one more quick call?
Yes, one more. That would be great. Thank you.
All right. I'm doing the Spidey's Where Did We Get Pulled Next trick, and I think it's here. 201. Who we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Julie in New Jersey. Hi. I had, that was really fun visualization, and I easily saw myself as an artist, and I'm an artist in this lifetime. And
beautiful.
I feel I want to move forward, and I try different things, and kind of get each time I go, gosh, I don't know what next thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a belief now that's stopping me. Oh, why bother? Because I've tried so many things, or if it's just, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just going to keep trying anyway because that's who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your question has three parts to it, right? I tried before, and what's to say that it's going to work, or should mm-hmm. I keep trying, or I'm just going to keep trying. And what I'm seeing from you is that we're evolving. So you're evolving. Mm-hmm. And as you evolve, you learn more of yourself. You learn more of who you are, what you truly love, what makes you happy, what you're passionate about. And I can actually see you grounding more and more and more in your mission and your purpose when you connect to that joy, connect to that feeling of a fulfillment within you. I do see art as one of your sort of your streams of income. And when I look at what's been sort of in the way of you having a successful art business, Very similar to the last caller, where you're kind of floating above, you haven't dropped in completely. And sometimes we do that because if we tried other things in the past that didn't work, and we try something new, we think this is what we love, this is it, and then we go in all in, and then the fears start coming out, and then we start kind of pulling back, and now instead of being 100% in, now we're 90% in. And now we've created some doubt, right? And now as we keep moving forward and we're still not quite seeing the results, and then we pull out a little bit more, now we're at 80%. And it feels like that's kind of what you did in the past. So we want to delete and uncreate that fear, that judgment. But we also want to realize that because of that fear, you weren't fully in and fully in alignment. So what we want to delete is the fear so that you can be fully in alignment and really tune into the success of it. Like, it feels natural. This is my life. This is what I do. I wake up in the morning and it just feels so amazing that this is the service that I'm providing. Does it make sense? We want to delete the skepticism, the doubt, the fear, the insecurity that, you know, that creeps in and then moves you out of alignment. And have you second guessing and criticizing and judging. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So the clear belief trust, you transform all of that. Clear belief trust, you transform all of that. Clear belief trust, you transform all of that. Clearly, 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 clearly. And when I look at the fear that is there, and it doesn't feel like it's an overpowering fear. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid of the future. I'm so afraid of failure. It just feels really subtle. It feels like, because art is your skill, right? It feels like it's a natural skill to you. It's not something that you had to learn to create a business or anything. It just feels like it's a natural skill to you. The fear about it doesn't feel overwhelming or overpowering. It's just very subtle. And that's about your identity. Well, who am I in the world? Why am I here? Why was I created? So in a clear, delete, trust, we transform all of that. Clear, delete, trust, we transform all of that. And it just feels like it's shadows and whispers that come up around you behind your ears. So in a clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, clear, delete. We also want to bring in more trust. We want to bring in trust. We want to bring in possibility. We want to bring in your I am presence. We want to bring in, I believe in myself. We want to really feel like, you know, I love this so much that I would do it anyway. Even if I didn't get paid, I would do it because I just feel so good. I am so connected and feel so joyful while I'm doing this. Obviously, we want, you know, have that exchange of energy with money and abundance and prosperity. But if we're, you know, if we're doing it for the wrong reasons, to get paid, to align, or for just the money, then we're out of alignment with that. So we're going to create some balance there. Clearly, 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 clearly. The other thing that is coming up for you is also the connection with, this is my value. I create this. This is my value. I create this. This is my value. And you're okay. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, well, nobody's buying, so I'm going to discount it. So what we're doing is we're diminishing our value. But when we realize, okay, well, maybe who I'm in front of, they're not my ideal person that I want to work with, or the person that we're meant to work together. You know, we don't have any contracts and I'm okay with that. I want to work with the person that it's going to benefit from who I am and what I offer. So when I clearly, trust me, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and in the direction of time. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So what are you doing with your art right now? Are you doing classes? Are you painting and then selling your paintings? Are you...
I sell my work on Etsy, and I have it up at my website, but I've not been able to get attention there. Etsy already has its own platform, so it's been really helpful. I do some portraiture and pet portraits and that kind of thing. I just can't seem to get the traction. I'll get a good a job that's fun, and then there's like crickets for a while.
Yeah, and the reason I was asking, because I see like the kind of a multitude of things that you can do, like the classes, getting together, and it feels, again, it's women. I see a few men there, but it's getting together in an evening, especially now when you can't really go anywhere. getting together, gathering and having a glass of wine while we paint this picture. So I see you in front of the room virtually, and then I see a group of women following you, and you're teaching them. And it just feels fun and social in that way. So that's one aspect that I see. And the other one is actually teaching to kids, but they look like they're like from 10 to about 12, 13, 14. Like you're kind of helping them build their foundation about art and painting. And then the other one is just fun. You paint what you like and like you sell it.
I was trying to go into digital, more onto digital art, but I've been, I get really stymied because of the technology of it. But that seems like a great option because you do the work and then it just sells and there's no more work. So it's not the custom work that I do. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not for me because I don't seem to do it. I don't get to do it.
Yeah. Like I said, you do have several options, and the ones I mentioned or all options, what I also see is that you haven't really chosen one. It's like bridging the gap between, like, I'm choosing this, and then what do I need to do to actually be in front of the people or to execute, to invite people to the class. So it's also following through with the steps, doing it clear. And that, again, it's like what didn't happen before is the judgment that you have of the it didn't happen before. I don't know if I want to go through it again. So it's creating that breakthrough for yourself, just taking that first step to do that and make it fun, like making it fun. If you do it thinking, I'm going to fail, or what if only two people show up, or what if I don't make the kind of money for my time? So that's what you're going to create. But if you're if you create it based on like fun and excitement, and then word of mouth, and then everybody comes together, it feels like that. I can see that expanding. I can see like kind of bubbles expanding. So, you know, again, you have some options to see which one really feels good to you and as the first step, or the first and then second step that you want to move forward. And again, you know, do I feel happy about this? Does this feel in alignment with me? It's infinite possibility, so we get to start with one. That's right.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we'll keep it.
You know, Maria, we're 60 seconds to the top. So we've got another show behind you. Have to reset.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, keep us posted. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, everyone. And again, you know, we are in the space of infinite possibility. And if we keep our attention in infinite possibility, that's what we're going to create. We get to define our value. We get to create either a timeline of how we want to serve, how we want to move forward with our gifts and talents. We get to create our A, B, and C value offer, and then we get to share with the world, and that's why we are created, to bring forth through our own lessons, our learnings, our knowledge, our ancient wisdom, that beautiful, loving energy that supports the world in moving forward and being free to choose for themselves. So thank you, everyone, for being here today. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Again, make sure you go to my website, 360 Prosperity, lots of possibilities for you. If you want to dive deeper into what's going on in your life, create your life moving forward, your external moving forward, get clarity in your mission, your purpose, expand your abundance and prosperity, you can set up an appointment on my website, 360 Prosperity, or find more details on my profile here on this beautiful platform that we always joyfully connect together. News for the Soul. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now. See you soon.
Thanks, Maria. Everyone's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. You're here for the next show, Perfectly Holistic. You're going to get the switch being reset, so you'll have to call back in about a minute, and we'll be seeing you right here, 60 seconds from now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.